This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
And we say happy Friday morning, as we got a lot of stuff to get to here. This show may not be as I occasionally have to say this, even to people I really like, when you're doing things that just aren't working. Inter Miami got a win last night. I went to the Panthers game last night. Just had a great time. They are playing out of this world. Added some more pieces to the team. Zito, general manager, has just been unbelievable. 3-0 win. The Blue Jackets had trouble getting shots last night. The defense was so good. And so we can go on and on about that. But I want to get this other thing. And Woody just took a shot. What was that you called that mess he had last night? What was that called? What'd you call it? Muscle fatigue?
Muscle overload.
Oh, muscle overload.
It's an advanced form of load management.
Okay. So listen, they went through this last year. And I get that the guy is just right around the corner from 40 years old. And they've got a very unique situation, Inter Miami, because of their popularity of one of the greatest, if not the greatest, soccer player of all time, who still is, he still might be the best player right now in that MLS. I don't know enough about the rest of it, but I know usually when he plays, he friggin' scores and he's great. People want to see him. Now they have a good team. They've won the last couple of games, had a good win last night, and he didn't play. But at some point, they need to figure out something in advance when he can't play, or if you're not going to play him a little bit, as Woody's brought up more than once, the frustration. And again, I know there's two fan bases out there, and I don't know what the breakdown is of their popularity. I know soccer overall is very popular. Mostly some of the big teams overseas are super popular, including Real Madrid, and we can go through it. And Barcelona at one point was one of the most popular teams, and you can go over to the different leagues, and I get it. But we're talking about the MLS, and some of you are hardcore, just glad to have a professional team here. But there's still a lot of people only want to go to watch him. And you've got to come up with something, especially, well, he's still tired. He played a lot of games. He's tired, so we're not going to play him. And the disappointment, and people are even calling it a scam. And I want to say this. I know people are starting to rip, and this is what happened, starting to rip the Moss brothers, who I like a lot. I like Jorge. Don't know him as well as Jose, but really like those guys. A lot closer to Jose. And that's about it. That's my connection, really, to the team. But this is not good for business. Listen, you've got a good team. I get it. You got a good team. Even if he doesn't play, you're going to win a lot of games. I think they'll win a lot of games in MLS, even if Messi was not to play. But your popularity when he doesn't play, it just seems, as an outsider looking in and watching sports for a living, lot of people really don't give a crap about that team unless he's playing. I can tell you who doesn't care. ESPN on national highlights. Messi plays, Messi scores. Your highlights are at the top. They're right up there with anything else going on in sports, especially if he does something unbelievable because of his greatness and maybe being the greatest player or one of the two or three greatest players to ever play the game. He's done everything. Won a World Cup recently, been player of the world 9,000 friggin' times, and he scored a zillion goals. And everybody knows all this stuff, and I know he likes it here, but you got to come up with something instead of last second. He's tired, basically. He's tired. We're going to keep him out. Just not fair. Just not fair. I don't know what the answer is, but I just know, and Jorge and Jose, they're going to start blaming you guys. They're not going to be blaming the guys that run the team and coach the team and the trainer and the doctor and everybody else when he says, or they tell him, you're not playing tonight and we need you fresh. And I get it. Again, he's not 25 years old anymore. Hell, if he was 25, he wouldn't be in this league anyway. So,
do you agree, though, that like he should at the very least go out there and just give you something? He doesn't have to play the whole match. He doesn't have to even try. He's just got to go out. He's just got to make the appearance. Like
I just got to tell you, wait, hold on a second. I don't like when you say that, though. Like, just show up and stand there. You're trying to be like what? Like, he needs to show up.
I'm trying to tell you that I believe, and I've told you this for years now with this guy, I believe that him playing is more important than the product as a whole. And that may be wrong in your eyes and other people. I don't know, man. I don't know where people stand on it. But I know that if I go out there, if I paid for a ticket, because the ticket prices are not cheap anymore, right? It's not 10 or 20 bucks to go to an Inter-Miami
game. But you get free
anymore.
Tickets just like I do.
I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about Jeff.
Oh, okay.
Okay, if the tickets are not 10 or 20 bucks anymore. Actually, we don't get free tickets anymore. But anyway, if you're paying 100-something bucks to go watch Messi play and you find out an hour before the match that he didn't get on the bus or he's not in the lineup or whatever, that's rough, man.
No, you're
that's
pissed.
Rough.
I
you know
agree.
What? I think a lot of people that go to those games go simply to see him play.
Yes. Want to see him at least once. Want to see you by that home schedule. You are hoping to get to see him, if not every game, and you understand ahead. Listen, if
he's bigger than that league, Joe, is what I'm trying to say, right? Like, he's the reason the Apple subscriptions are up.
Correct.
He's the reason people go to the games here. He's the reason they sold out season tickets.
It's a very unique situation having this great player. It's unlike any other team that we have professionally, but this is just a bad look when and if you're injured and you know he's out and he pulled out, he pulled a muscle, he's gonna be out for 3 or 4 weeks. That's a different situation. All right, the older guy, man, they're gonna break down and that's part of it. But when you're coming out with this whatever this bullshit about the other stuff with
that took 9 minutes.
So whatever. Anyway, it's
hey man, listen, it's frustrating. I've been on one of those. I've been in one of those. They promoted on social media. They had the video with Messi in it. You know, I take my. He was 7 at the time. Take a 7-year-old out there who thinks Messi is like the greatest thing in the world. And you go out there and you find out. Oh, he wasn't on the bus.
He is the greatest thing. They have the reason the value of this franchise is close to $1 billion right now. Soon they're going to have this new place, and Messi's going to be a big reason that they have this new place in Miami at some point all set up. But
By the way, they're making progress on that thing. I drive by it every once in a while. They're building.
All right. Well,
they're moving.
They need to come up with this new thing because this is like they're going to get ripped. They're going to start getting ripped and people like, yeah, we bought friggin' tickets. It was I've now had this happen 4 or 5 times. Somebody had the birthday party and bought 5 or 6 tickets to take the kids out for a Messi experience, and he didn't play. And you don't find out till right before the game that, oh, by the way, he's not playing tonight, but thanks for coming. And by the way, you're going to like our team. Forget about Messi for a second. Look at that. They still won 2-0. I mean, we're still good.
So what's the answer? Because you rip me every time I say that he just needs to go out there and just show up. Like,
I'm not big. I hate when you say just show up. Like, go stand in a corner and jog
a little bit. That's actually what someone said. They go, you want him to be like Jimmy Butler and stand in the corner. And it's like, you're kind of exaggerating.
Well,
what
you
I'm
need
saying,
to stop
but,
saying that. Then.
Well, you're exaggerating what I'm saying.
That's
I just
what
think
you keep
that
saying.
Just
show up. Like he needs to be messy and play. And if it means 5 or 10 or 15 or 20 mm-hmm. minutes, and just
Joe, he's 50 times better than anyone else that plays in that league, right? He's by far and away he's Michael Jordan to whatever these minor league level players. So.
I just think he needs to
at least at the very least start and try to play a little bit just to show people
right. It's
there. Like
I get the frustration. They need to come up with something because you know what they're going to end up doing? They're going to end up when he's gone, there's going to be a lot of people go, well, that's done. There's nothing else we're going to get that's like him. And what just happened and what they did, they just want to get us there. They know ahead of time and they don't tell us because they want to pack that place and we're going to watch Messi and the only thing he's doing is stand over there smiling with his buddies over that aren't playing on the bench.
Now, if the tickets were 10 or 20 bucks, if they didn't raise the prices, that'd be one thing. But look at what happened in Houston. Houston, they had to come out and apologize and offer people free tickets to another game. They got screwed so bad.
They have had that happen. Yeah.
Right? Because you're going to charge. Look, they charge different prices when the guy plays.
I'm guessing
it's a big deal.
The league would like to see something better. And again, if you're injured, you're injured. This goes back to Jimmy. This goes back there. But if you're injured and you can't play. Matter of fact, this has been a hot topic in general. Now they think take it even bigger with Tyreek. If you're injured and you can't play, you can't play. I mean, that's part of sports. You pull a muscle. And as you get older, you got more injuries. I understand that. But this thing about, and you're right, they're making a lot of money and the value's going up. I understand. They need to say something, though, besides that. What was that again? They called it the what?
Muscle overload.
Muscle overload.
All right, so here's a couple quick texts here. This guy's funny. He said, I don't think Joe Rose should take any days off. His show isn't the same without him. That's how you sound right now, comparing you to Messi. So apparently you're the greatest of all time for...
I just like
radio,
working.
But,
I'm different. I got a big mouth, and it doesn't run out of gas.
Yeah,
yet.
But, I mean, if you can't tell the difference between Messi playing in these games that are, what, a few days a week, whatever.
All right. Hey, listen.
Another person says he agrees I could care less for soccer. I only watch it for Messi here in Miami.
I do, too. Listen, man, we do updates. And I just said this as the best example I can get. I'm sitting home on a Saturday night. It's end of the night. We come home. Of course, I got to get, before I try to chase the wife a little bit, I got to get a little update there, flip the TV on real quickly, and to see what, at the top of the hour, want to see. Messi's always. You go to the website, ESPN.com, or whatever your favorite. If Messi has a goal or two, it jumps right up there with any other sport, man. Messi, Messi, Messi. Messi wins, Messi last second goal, Messi... we have a highlight to show you of Messi. And so they built this thing. They knew what they were doing. The league wanted this. But at the same time, man, healthy scratch is a bad look. I don't know what the breakdown is of people like me compared to the people that couldn't wait. They just wanted a team down here. We just want an MLS team. What is that, 5 or 6,000? 7,000?
Yeah, but
9,000?
So I think they have their fan club that, you know, sits behind the goal that they would probably go regardless of who's playing. Now, again, that doesn't change the fact that the ticket prices have gone up significantly. But
go
to those games, there's a lot of Messi jerseys in the crowd.
All right, listen, man, we had that kind of snuck out there. I'll tell you what, from talking about that to going to the Panthers game last night with my family, first time I've done, actually my wife wanted to go. Not taking a shot at her, but I know she's not up this morning. But she had a great time, and they play their system, and there was no threat at all that the Blue Jackets, Columbus, is going to win that game last night. None. Big Bob gets a shutout, and you're going, wow, that was, and you know, shutouts are hard to get no matter how good. But the defense in front of him, they got 16 shots, I think, last night. They got 16 shots on the night. And it's just play the system. Those guys had trouble getting shots. They just constantly were at their end, at the other end. And it was it's just tremendous to watch. And so Big Bob gets his fourth save, and the Stars were out last night playing well, and Barkov and Reinhardt and the whole gang. But fun to watch as they get their fifth straight win, 81 points on the season. Also picked up Nico Sturm, went out, another San Jose Shark is going to join them, along with a backup goalie now, and they may not be done. Talking to guys last night, they said Bill Zito may try to make another deal before 3 o'clock today. So we'll obviously keep you up on that here at WQAM. We got a lot more stuff to get to because you know what's coming up here. In the next couple of days, leaky weekies are going to start happening. You know what that is? Where all this information on free agency starts to kick out. We got a lot more on that coming up in just a moment. But first, time to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers, man. I want to tell you, love my Tahoe. People, now they give me a hard time. Apparently, I talk about my Tahoes too much. I do have that 2025 Tahoe. It's just so roomy and just so much fun to drive. But let's get into some of the other events and other events and great locations, 14 dealerships throughout South Florida, so you can go check out the SUV family, the truck family, the all-new Equinox. Boy, it's just got everything you could ever want. Eye-catching exterior. You got the SUV low to a smart style. And just a fantastic look. The 2025 Traverse, too, it's a midsize, but I tell everybody, I don't know too many SUVs have more room and have the look that a 2025 Traverse gives you. All comfortable, all seating is fantastic. Plenty of, for everybody's cargo, plenty of space there. And that turbocharged 2.5-liter engine just is fantastic. Right over to Silverado Trucks. Four different capable engines for you, strong options for you to choose from. Hey, it really comes down to what do you need for work? How strong a truck and durable truck do you need? Because when you get a Silverado truck, it's like they've almost custom-made a truck perfect for your lifestyle. If that truck's how you make a living, 5, 6, 7 days a week, yeah, Saturday and Sunday as well, and you need somebody who can work as dedicated, as hard as you are, Silverado's got the perfect truck for you. See your South Florida Chevy dealers today and this weekend for outstanding offers going on right now.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Joe, before we get to this Heat situation here, let people know that we do have tickets to give away for tomorrow's games.
So, what's the Heat situation? You scared the hell out of me. He's back-to-back games?
The 15 minutes of Heat.
Oh, okay. Well,
I probably shouldn't have called it a situation. Anyway,
hey, Woody, it sounded better than you having Messi just showing up and standing there in the corner like Jimmy Butler did for two games.
I don't know. I think it's a different
situation.
Damn,
speaking of Jimmy Butler.
God. Yeah, he's playing well, huh?
God, I hate you, Jimmy Butler.
That stings. I thought you liked the Warriors. What is this?
I don't like him. I'm not sure I like Steph Curry anymore.
Come on, dude.
Steph Curry now all of a sudden he gets Jimmy Butler, and he looks like he's playing like he's 25 years old. If you notice, like every night he's like hitting like 7 of 13 on threes.
He's rejuvenated.
And, yeah, everybody apparently. Jimmy. Draymond's not hurt as much.
They're drinking the coffee.
And Jimmy Butler had 25 last night. And, of course, that's one of my, just check the score.
If they make a playoff run, that would be
– Make a playoff run?
That would be tough to watch.
They're already in the top six spots. They're moving up.
I know.
And the only story better in Golden State right now, if there is one, is the Lakers are also
– That's not a good story.
The Luka.
That's a team that benefited from the worst trade in the history of sports.
Boy, it looks worse every day, doesn't it? Now I see
the Mavericks.
Mark Cuban's coming out and said, I tried to get to him. It was too late. Called the GM. I said, I know I'm not in charge. I sold it. I got my $3 billion. But as a fan and a guy that's been involved and still has a little piece of the team, this is a really bad move. And he goes, too late. We're making the move. By the way, that guy will not last long as a general manager.
Nico.
Yeah.
What the hell is his name? Doesn't matter what his name
he's
is.
Gonna he's going to be Deco pretty soon. He's going to be Deco gone.
That's not a great story, though. I mean, it's nice to see LeBron as someone to play with, I guess. But
they're a lot better than
anybody thought.
The
Golden State story, that's...
No, that's a good story.
I do like Steph. It's tough to dislike Steph.
No, I'm just joking.
Yeah, I know. I know you still love the Warriors. You just had to come around on Jimmy. You're a little bit scorned right now because Jimmy screwed you down.
All of a sudden, and Jimmy ends up on my friggin' team I grew up watching, you know?
You think if he would have given him the contract in the offseason, he would have just played like
this? Jeff Mullins, Rick Barry, Nate Thurman, Al Addles. God, and now I got Jimmy Butler.
He's good.
It really hurt if they go on and win the whole thing. I don't think it's going to happen, but he gets them to the finals, and I'm like, damn. And we got to just, you know, we can say whatever we want, but it would sting a little bit.
They're going to the finals, no. But they might make a playoff run. But you didn't even answer my question. Like, do you think if the Heat would have given him the contract in the offseason – like you wanted,
I don't know.
Would this have been?
I don't know.
Or would he have still
honestly,
dogged it down?
I don't know. I don't know where he has it because Jimmy's about. It was about time was up, and you know he.
We lost his joy.
Lost his joy and whatever else he says that
he's found.
All of a
now,
sudden,
though.
Got back and he's enjoying himself again. By the way, we got a lot of stuff. Phones about that time, man. GMs and agents starting to warm up that phone, talking. You can start negotiating contracts on Monday, and when I hear that, there's this area called light gray or dark gray that's going to happen starting probably, it's already started, I think it started at the Combine, where you're warming everybody up to your clients and teams are going, we're interested in your client and all that stuff that's taken place. And so this weekend, should start hearing things. I got to get to one guy specifically. I'm really torn on this one before I get into it. Javon Holland. There are now reports that Javon Holland's got a lot of teams interested in him. He's young, has not been very productive numbers-wise for numbers important to safeties. The last 2 years, first 2 years, pretty darn good. I thought as a rookie he was unbelievable. Got a lot out of him. They're talking about this guy getting between 15 and 20 million a year. There's been different teams, the Jets, the Panthers, the Titans have all been teams that some of them have been mentioned that looking for a young safety. And believe if they get him in his system, if he plays in their system, they can get more out of him because he can do a lot of different things. He can cover, he can blitz. He's got, I think, 5 interceptions in his career. The problem, and some people, Bo and I go back and forth on this, and I said, Bo, man, he just off of what he's done. I know he is salty about his contract, but I thought if he was salty that he didn't get the new contract when they were passing him out last year before the season started, I thought, and maybe it's old school thinking, I'm going to show them I'm going to have a great year and then flip them off and I'm going somewhere else and get paid. And or I'm going to force you guys to give me a big contract. And he didn't do it. He had, you know, it's funny. I think you remember Woody, his one play, that first game of the year, he has one of the great plays of the season. They're going in to score. It's probably going to be ball game. And he comes over at about the, 2 or 3 yard line, forces a fumble. Dolphins recover it and go on to, the whole game flips around. Dolphins finish it out with a big fourth quarter, get the big comeback. And that was the play. His forced fumble was the biggest play in the game. I know Tyreek Hill had a big long catch and run for a touchdown, but the play that really, you're going to lose that game. You're going to lose your opener against Jacksonville, who ended up being a terrible team. He ends up with 62 sacks, 62 tackles, 1 sack, and 1 forced fumble. That was his play of the season. And I like Javon, and I think Javon's got, I'm always amazed when I watch him. And when he makes those plays and he takes a 99-yard interception and runs it back for a touchdown against the Jets, and I'm like a lot of people, I go, man, this guy, he can cover. If you're shorthanded, he can play in the slot and cover, and you don't miss much. I mean, he's got all this physical talent. And I get why teams are interested in him. But I just don't see the numbers. They're not there. And so I know the Dolphins have said we'd like to have him back, but not at what he's going to get on the open market.
That number is pretty high. So you're saying let him walk.
You got to let him walk. Yeah, and that one, you can dogpile on Chris Greer for a zillion things. I can help you. But letting Javon Holland or telling Javon, I mean, I can hear nice Chris Greer doing this, saying, hey, we really like you, but you're going to get some big offers on the open market. And trying to get him, and at the same time telling his agent, look at the numbers and look at the other safeties numbers. Look at the starting safeties for the Rams. They're rookies. One's a rookie free agent, the other one's a third round pick, and they had 4 interceptions each. So I understand, I do, in this situation, but they're saying he might get up to $80 million contract with more than $40 million guaranteed. God bless him. I'm not a hater. But Javon is not going to be here. And I don't know how everybody feels. I got a lot of people in my life going, Joe, he's really, you can't let him go, man. He is.
A lot of people are saying that.
Going, hey, that's on the team to put him in better situations, to make more plays. And I knew last year, I don't know, he.
Well, wasn't he the one that cried the most about Fangio?
So, he was up there. He and Jalen Ramsey was right. Pretty close.
Didn't he post a little video afterwards, a kick in the rocks or whatever?
Yes. And yeah, he did.
Yeah.
And then I think he congratulated Vic and said, hey, coach there.
Maybe
still
you
pretty
were right.
Good. Maybe you're on to something. Yeah, it was a bad look for Javon. It was. And everybody thought, hey, listen, I run stuff. I don't need your ideas. I've got ideas of my own, and I think I'm the best at what I do. And Vic, those guys didn't have a problem with him this year because they went out and had the number one defense in the NFL.
So what, like, approach are you taking this offseason if you're the Dolphins, right? Because they know it's a one-year deal here. That's the problem is you're not building towards the future. You got to go they're trying to keep their jobs, right?
Yes. Yes. No matter what they say.
No, they're in survival mode.
I mean, they seriously, and they can say, hey, we can't worry, but we got to do what's best for the team. But when they go home at night.
This is save my ass mode, yeah.
The conversation changes. I totally agree with everybody that's been saying this.
That's why I think the draft is so irrelevant for this team. Like, and I know you disagree, and you're right. But I think these guys just got to look at this like we got to plug these holes and
Woody,
save ourselves here.
Woody.
No matter how bad it sets this thing up in the
Woody,
future.
No. And I've told you why. You just can't go out and have a team full of 30. You can't go out and it's impossible.
But if you were trying to save your job.
Woody, you know what you do to save your job? You go out and draft well. You draft well in a system where your coaches can coach them up. That's what you need to do. Chris Greer is forced this year. Forced. This is the most he's had, draft picks. He's got to make this work. He has got to make this work through the draft. This free agent thing that's going to start, because the draft's not for a while, it'd be nice to get some nice pieces, and maybe they're going to spend $10,000, $11,000, $12,000, $13,000 on $1 million on a player or two, but they got to do it through the draft. We can talk about all this stuff. Listen, we went back and gave this thing to Chris Greer. This is just a fact. 2020 and 2021, we gave Chris Greer 5 number one picks and 4 number two picks. That's a lot of high friggin' picks, folks. Throw in a couple of threes in there.
Sound like Jeff Ireland.
And we haven't been able to flip it around for a lot of reasons. From injury, we've lost some guys already. Robert Hunt's really good, but nah, he was too expensive. We've had some of that. We're going to lose Javon for whatever. He most likely is not going to come back. And honestly, out of those picks, we haven't been able to get a superstar. Tua's got the injury bug. He's part of that thing. The big thing was to go for it. We got to hit on a lot of these picks, and we did not hit on a lot of these picks. And that is 100% on Chris Greer. That is, they put Chris Greer in charge of those drafts and some pretty high picks in there, and not all his fault when guys get injured and that stuff, but it just, so you're playing catch up, man, but you got to do it through the draft. It's got to be through the draft. We'll have Omar Kelly on a little bit later.
Can I play some Jeff this morning?
We got 4s, 5s, and 6s.
Right.
What we need are 3s, 2s, and 1s.
Yeah.
And I got to find out, we have to find out who those 3s, 2s, and 1s are if we have any of those guys.
By the way, that's in camp. He said that. That's summer camp when the dumbest comment ever made by general manager Jeff Ireland, who continues to be assistant GM.
He's doing a good job. Can I ask you just really quick, just to clarify this? Javon Holland, how is he in the locker room? Because everyone seems to have their opinion. They're all in the locker room, so.
I'm not there.
Okay. You had a major hesitation. I feel like you don't want to say anything.
No, I don't mind.
Okay.
Because I've heard both.
Okay.
I do know when he didn't get that money, the personality changed a little bit.
Hmm.
What did everybody say when they dished out money to Ramsey and Tyreek Hill at the right and gave him those big extensions to make him the highest paid player? They left one guy out.
Yeah. They did.
And he was pissed. Like, let's be honest, he was pissed. It changed everything a little bit. The question was he gonna ball out and show these MFers and screw you? And hey, Chris Greer, stay out of my face. I don't even want to see you, and just go about his business, like, and go, I'm going to play my ass off, and somebody's going to pay me. Well, somebody is going to pay him, but it's a great question, by the way, and I don't know how he was. I think he's a pretty good teammate, but I got to tell you, man, I have seen him play with guys that didn't get that new contract, And things change a little bit. Things change a little bit, you know, especially when everybody, hey, man, everybody else in the fifth grade class gets a candy bar and they forget about your kid. All right? Everybody on Valentine's Day got the nice big basket of I love you little hearts, except one kid. He's pissed. He's hurt. And that's what happened. And I don't know what they said to him. I have no idea. Only they know for sure. But that, by the way, that is the question of the day. And I don't know for sure except the things that I hear. He was great with me.
Well, I got a juicy follow-up for you, but we'll do it on the other side if you don't mind.
Yes, we got to go to break here.
I got someone sent in a really good question, and I do want to hit you with this.
Yeah.
When we get back, as far as players stepping in and making impacts and all that stuff. So I'll ask you that when we come back.
Yeah, man. We got a little bit of everything. Matter of fact, the overnight guy coming in here this morning was on Tua. Called out Tua, you know, played 11 games and won 1-4 against playoff teams. The Rams win was all he had. And he played. He played in, I think, all the teams that we played in the playoffs, he played in all those games.
They're talking about the narrative overnight?
Yeah.
Damn, the narrative, bro.
Yeah, no, it came, and that came from wherever he's doing that show. That wasn't
even. How much
even
you hate that word? Where does that rank in your things that you dislike with the Dolphins? I know too deep really bothers you.
Got tired. We burn words. I've noticed when Mike McDaniel throws a word out, then the team picks up on it, usually
yeah,
Tua,
yeah.
And then it spreads. Have you noticed?
Yes, I have.
I mean, they got so stuck up, they'll stuck on too deep that. And by the way, I thought it was just me, and then I hear all my former teammates going, "Did you hear that sneaking too deep?" Said, "You wouldn't have been in the league if it wasn't for too deep." I go, "Yeah, it's a good
you
point."
You and Bo need like a ranking of the things that bother you the most now.
Narrative
right up kills there. You.
Hey, we got to go
those
to break
practices.
Here.
I know grind your guys' gears pretty good too.
Only when you don't win.
Hey, they win in practice.
Hey, man, Bill
you
Walsh.
Are.
I told you, Bill Walsh wasn't practicing back when everybody was killing each other, and he's over there in shorts and t-shirts. And but when you have Ronnie Lott and those guys, it's a little different situation. Atlantic Men's Clinic. Oh, it's Friday. I called Atlantic Men's Clinic Day. ED and low T. Boy, I'll tell you what. I love going in there. Love getting my checkup and getting checked out. And about once a month, they test you to make sure you're doing everything the safe way, the right way, and getting the best results. It's part of why if you're going through low T and ED right now, if you're tired all the time, you're moody, you're grouchy, you have no energy, and you got no sex drive either, and your wife's looking real good, and you're just going, "Honey, you look real good. I'm going to bed now. Good night." Boy, I'll tell you something, man. It sucks. And I went through it a year ago. I did. I had a bad. Not a little bit. Full-blown, both ways. And I did go to Atlantic Men's Clinic, and I got great results. I did the PSA test, all the testing they do. Sat down with them. They wanted to know everything. You got to tell them the truth. You want to get great results, you're going to meet with their professionals, and they're going to have a game plan for you. Put you on the program, and you'll have great results quickly. That's what I tell you. I'm not talking like that day. But within a few weeks, you really start to notice a big difference. You do. And they have 6 locations in South Florida to serve you. We're going to have more on the way. 877-455-7300. Set up that first appointment. 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com. All right, welcome back in a happy Friday with a lot. Hey, Panthers trade deadline. Hell, who knows, man? Bill Zito may not be done. Hell, he might sneak another guy in there. As they've already picked up a few players and kind of being at the game last night, everybody's going around going, "Hey, man, this Matthew Tkachuk thing," because everybody's aware of the fact that he can be back for the playoffs. And, "Hey, you think it's going to happen, or is this injury a little more serious than everybody thought? And they're going to have to play the rest of the year without him." Because, honestly, it's hard to imagine they could win a championship without Matthew Tkachuk once you start playing the best teams in the playoffs. But I got to tell you, man, without them, they are playing. They're just – that team they played last night had no shot to win that game. Hell, they couldn't get quality shots. That game was totally dominated by the Panthers. Big Bob gets a shutout. I had to look twice. I think he only had 16 saves in the game. Like, they're getting 5 shots up. Crazy. Last night.
They want to put on a good performance for you.
Man, I'll tell you what.
Get out there a lot.
And you know something? Nobody leaves till that thing's over.
Yeah.
And
well, yeah, make sure the bet's cash.
What's wrong with you? You just got cold.
What? No, I was saying that's why.
People are like, fans are just, they appreciate
empty net or goal. You know, you get the anytime point.
Little Barkov in there, maybe, but at the same time, they're playing really well. They're not sitting there pouting because one guy that's really good and kind of the face of the team is out. Big Bob's playing his ass off, and Barkov and Reinhardt. You can just go on, and some really good young players to go with it. And they just get guys that fit in the system, man. The system that they play, the way they play. A lot of fights last night, so everybody was fired up to. I like the fights too, man. I know some of the new today crowd, like, I don't like the fighting.
More of a peaceful, newer crowd.
But, yeah, man, they got after it.
It's old school, right?
Yeah, but seems to me most of the people go to those games like a little fighting. Kind of gets the team going a little bit and checks get a little bit harder.
So now we don't have time to get that question in here. Maybe we could start the 7 o'clock hour with that question I wanted to ask you. But I will just follow this up as we hit the break here. I will ask you. 305 says, "Who craps his pants more this time of year, Joe Harold Rose or Chris Greer?"
Oh, I got to tell you, I can't imagine Chris is having a lot of dinners with his wife at night out on the road. I'm guessing he's not going out to. He needs to be zoned in.
Why
man.
Not? If I were that guy, I'd be living it up, man.
Free agency.
He's basically got immunity. And you and I were just talking during the break. Like, I would think
tell him what you just said to me out there.
I told you I think that this thing would have to go absolutely off the rails for those guys to get fired. Like, this season would have to be a complete and utter disaster for them to get fired. If they're anywhere near 500, I don't think anything moves.
They better be on the right side of 500, though.
Well, that's true. You can't be 500 anymore. So
it'd be on the right side.
You want to be on the right side.
Yeah, the 9-8, not the 8-9.
I don't think it matters. I think anything in that range,
I think it does, man.
Because I think Ross is, he just doesn't want to do it again.
I think it's already.
I think Ross has another rebuild in him, to be quite honest. Do you?
You think
he wants to hire a new coach?
No, I don't.
New GM,
no, obviously.
Start from scratch?
Obviously, no. We just saw it.
I think that's your issue.
They had that press release ready to go.
I hate to say this, but if they had a younger owner, don't they make some changes?
And must have had that thing done like 2 weeks early.
Yeah, but if they had a younger owner, a guy who was like, all right, we're going to plan for the next 10 years, don't you think they made some changes this offseason?
I don't know,
season
man.
Season was rough, man.
I would love
that
to
That season
have...
was rough, and it does seem like those guys lost control of the locker room to an extent.
So, you know what I really want to do? And I'm just sharing this out loud, and I've had this. I'd really like to have a meeting with Tom and I am going to have a meeting with Tom Garfinkel anyway, but I would just like, just tell me what I'm missing, because we can go through this whole thing together, and Tom's great CEO, what he's doing and what he's done for the value of the team and the piece of property and all the events, including my favorite, the Miami Open, coming up here in a couple weeks. But
I don't think Dolphin fans want to hear about
don't. And so I'm like everybody else, man. I saw it and I was really disappointed. I saw the release, and Bo, of course, couldn't wait to show me, to try to get me all juiced up before I got on the plane. And I was just like, wow, not even think about it, not reevaluate everything that we've done the last 4 or 5 years. It wasn't just about this year. It was about...
But you were right the whole time. You said you didn't think there would be any changes. You were right. And I think you have a good pulse on that team, because, again, like, Ross does not want to do that. You're talking about a multi-year rebuild those guys.
Let me tell you what I went by. We're just opening up here. Looks like this is it for me. I went by his relationship with Chris and their interaction when you see him at games, and it wasn't where sometimes when things aren't going well, people start to distance themselves a little bit, or, you know, when your friendship's not as good, you can tell, or there's a fight in the family, people act a little different, or your team's not playing the way you thought they would and you were led to believe when you put out all that friggin' money, and you're going, you know. And he just never changed. He never changed course with, I get there early. I'm sitting there watching. And I got where I watched that. That was one of the things I like to watch. Chris coming on the field to meet the owner. And I went and I came in. I told Woody, I go, Woody, enough. That's same group coming back, man. Whatever they're saying, or we're close, or we'll be healthier, or whatever. And so they've got to be damn near perfect in free agency and development of this draft into their system. And I've said this over and over. I think they have a great coaching staff. I really do. I got some of my all-time favorite coaches that I've watched individually. So the O-line wasn't as good last year. I think their offensive line coach is really, really good. I do. I think he's really good. I think D-line coach is really good. They got some really, really good coaches. Went out and got some darn good ones. But anyway, we got more to get to. I got a lot more in this stuff to get to here. This may not end up being going real well today for people listening that are in sports. Hey, right now, before we get to the 7 o'clock hour, hurricane season is right around the corner. You need to protect your home with Loctite Impact windows, doors, and roofing. They can do it for you. They do it all, by the way. Oh, if you got an old leaky roof and you're going, well, I'm gonna wait. I'm going to hold on. Hopefully the big one doesn't hit me. I can, you know, see, replace your old roof now and pay later. How's that sound? Loctite Impact offers the highest quality roofing materials with lifetime warranty, plus thousands of five-star reviews. You can see what people are saying about them. Say big on the legendary state-of-the-art Impact windows and doors. Impact windows as low as $3 per window per month installed. Don't wait for the storm. Visit LoctiteImpact.com. Get started with them. Find out more about them. Hell, walk over there. Run over there and see what they got going on. They're in West Broward, covering all of South Florida for you. That's LoctiteImpact.com, LoctiteImpact.com, or call 954-500-LOCK today.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.